And then that got sort of formed, often using molds, sometimes by hand. So the zipper might have been by hand. I'm not sure. Sometimes I'm not sure really. So possibly handmade, and to get the shape, let it dry for a bit, and then it got fired, probably about 1,000 degrees centigrade. So again, kind of like how you would make a pot, you know, ceramics or glass later on. And in that process, it kind of fuses and makes this nice dense material, and the copper will have effervesced to the surface. It will have kind of, as this stuff dried, it will have the copper glazy bits will have formed a coating on the surface, and then that gets fired and fused blue green. If we broke the hippo in two, we'd see, which we're not going to do, you would see that the inside is a sort of sandy, whitish, kind of tannish color. And that, so all that kind of nice shiny copper silicate has fused and fired around the outside, and the dimmed kind of brownie tones that we see today, as I said, are a result of its very long life, buried somewhere underground or in the sand, which has affected the color. So there you go. Imagine a nice bright bluey green hippo floating along in the Nile, feeling very placid and calm, and in that form, you'd be very happy to take it into the afterlife with you.
Cool. Thank you very much for that insight.